Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit Radio. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Happy New Year to everyone. Woo-hoo! Everyone who celebrates. We have to do it now because we didn't see everyone last week.
It's implied.
I'm sorry. Good day, everyone. Happy 2022. What is the date today? 10, 11. It's 12. I know this. 12. I know this. It's the 12th. Anywho, you guys, we are excited to be bringing a show that we actually thought up, discussed at Chili's. Yes, that is right. This show is actually something that we have been finding ourselves in situations like this more and more. And really, it's all about when spirit finds a way, right? And you guys are like, finds a way to do what? Exactly. Now, for some of you that know me and my abilities and Spirit Walker Nicole.
That's nice. That's new.
That's new. Spirit Walker Nicole. I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter lately, you guys. Nicole, is that we don't generally walk around with all of our bells and whistles on. Since I've been doing this since I was age 4, and Nicole has been talking to the angels since about that time as well, we've learned and actually I forced myself to learn how to shut it off. Which drives you crazy sometimes.
Yes. Not sometimes. At all times.
She doesn't always like that. Because the gifts that you're trying to open up, mediumship, that direct connection with spirit on the other side, coming down to that level, you get more and more activity around you. And then she's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, well, could you open up for me? But it just so happens the past couple times that we've had this happen in the past couple years, I mean, it's happening more and more, but where we actually acted upon it, we were both very in sync with the room, with the energy, right? So you walk into a restaurant, you walk into a public place, you walk into someone's home, you're in your own home. What does it feel like when all of a sudden a presence makes their presence, if you will? Mm-hmm. For you, though, with the angelic realms, it's not like you go around, right? And we are not like some of these shows that you see on TV where we just walk into the coffee shop and you're not looking at the barista saying, did you know that your main guardian angel is standing behind you? His name is Ken. And today he's going to work. Have you ever done that?
No, they'd be like, did you know there's medication for the issue that you're having?
They're pushing the button under the counter.
What kind of coffee would you like, crazy?
Yeah, the decaf. Yeah. Decaf. As I don't walk around doing the same. But sometimes spirit finds a way. And I know that LaShawn has had the exact same situation come up to the point where even I'm going like this, oh boy, right? But we become validated through the person that we have the message for. So we're going back a few weeks. We decide that we've got some errands to run. We are going to stop into Chili's on our non-usual Chili's day. And why do you like Chili's?
Their chips and salsa.
She loves their chips, the ranch.
Yeah.
Ranch and chips. Delicious.
Oh, so good.
But we were like not in our normal area that we go grocery shopping or run errands in. Right. And so we're like, let's just stop in, get our lunch. Right. And we sat in our almost usual table area. Completely different waitress was there. Now, when we were in Sedona, same type of thing. We all of a sudden ended up in this restaurant and we were like, OK, we'll just have a nice bite to eat here. Ended up in the corner. And
it's usually just like a series of random events that lead us down this path that we don't even know. We think we're just there to like, you know, have some lunch or dinner and go, but then something happens.
And with that being said, I usually am just trying to eat my lunch, mm-hmm. right? Or eat my dinner. And this past time, we talked about in a previous show with Shades of Spirit last year about how I was craving in Sedona a rum and coke. I don't drink hard alcohol. And so that was the most bizarre thing. And she looked at me like I'd lost my mind. And I looked at her, I go, what, just sounds good. Well, after we were able to talk to the waitress, we realized that her father used to drink hard alcohol. So sometimes we will take on the physical sensations or characteristics of that particular spirit. This time she opened up the can. I just went for chips and salsa and some errands, people. We had things to do. So we're just hanging out. She hasn't even brought us the chips and salsa yet. And what do you say to me?
Do you feel that?
Do you feel that? That's always what she asked me first. Now that is a clair. So what clair is that?
That's clairsentience.
And that's using our psychic senses. So for those of you that think that psychics and mediums are completely separate, that's not the case. We build upon our psychic senses, our clairs, in order to fine tune our mediumship skills. Now, not everybody can connect directly with someone on the other side. That mediumship skill really needs to be
built.
And, you know, for me, I know that it runs in my family lines, right? So it's multiple generations who've been able to do this. We all are psychic. So can you feel that? But at the same time, I knew exactly what she was talking about. And I thought, well, this ain't going to be an average Sunday lunch, right? And I go, yes, I can. So now I can see her chomping at the bit, not the chips, the bit, folks. And what was the first impression that you got?
I felt the energy shift in the where we were. There's a lot of people in there anyway, in just the afternoon. But you can just, it's hard to describe it. It's just a feeling. And then, you know, there's like a sense of, I don't want to say urgency, but it's that energy shift. And you can, and you know that, you know, spirit's there and trying to get your attention.
So now I'm tuning in and I said, yes, I feel a mother figure. And she said, exactly, like it's this female energy. And I go, but there's two of them. And now I have someone talking in my ear and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. So we are really big on making sure that our students and even our clients, people that are growing their gifts, understand free will, right? And I know you guys have heard us talk about this before, but it's so important for us to not cross that boundary. And why is that?
I mean, some mediums make a career out of that, you know, of just approaching, because it's personal. This isn't a party trick. This isn't something like these are real people with, like, not only the people that we're talking to on the other side that had lives, but these are the loved ones, and it matters, and it's emotional, and I never want to come across as I'm trying to like impress them with how cool this is. Like, this is something that's deeply, deeply personal, and not everybody's open to it. And if they're not, they don't want that message, or if it just isn't the right time, that's okay, because spirit will find a way to get that message another way. But if it is the right time, we're happy to help facilitate that.
So a lot of you have actually messaged us along the lines. You guys have been following us for quite some time. And you have said, I felt like somebody was in the room. My good friend came over. I asked her, you know, if her grandmother had passed, or I asked her if she'd lost someone recently. And you start to pick up on that energy, and you start to kind of get these bits and pieces of messages using your claircognizance and your clairvoyance, which is that third eye, and you're getting that information through your crown chakra. So for me, I have to fully open, but I will not do it until I have permission of the person that's standing in front of me. So what was your nifty pickup line this time?
I mean, sometimes we don't like to do it, you know, but if it's there, the spirit's there, they want to talk, I will just point blank ask the person like how they feel about mediumship. Do they know anything about it? Are they open to getting a message? And if not, totally cool. There are no hard feelings. Certainly not going to like try to press it upon them. But if they are open to it, then let's do it. Let's get this message delivered.
And she was like, oh yeah, I believe. I'm into it. And that was it, man. That was it. Chips and salsa out. So after she said yes, she was open to it, and she'd open to a message, she's immediately started to tear up, because Nicole was saying, we feel a couple presence not birthday presents, but it kind of ended up being kind of a Christmas gift, if you will, for her, around you. And she said, okay. And she goes, I don't think I can handle anything here. And she's already starting to well up with tears.
And she's got like 18 tables to take care of.
Oh yeah, the poor thing. So we're, you know, hi, welcome to your shift. So I said, just if we can have a piece of paper, we could write the message out. We'll give you our information if you're interested in getting some more through that aspect of it. But this was a harder one for me because as I started to write, there were so many things that needed to be said in face-to-face conversation. It needed to be more of a conversation than just a letter. As opposed to when you were in, when we were in Sedona and you were able to write a full-on letter to her from her grandmother, right?
Yeah.
And give that to her. And we didn't really give her any messages besides just validating who was coming through. And she said, yes, that makes sense. So we were able to write it. And finally, I think after she came back, brought us out our lunch and said that her coworkers were asking what was wrong because they could tell she'd been crying. Well, that's the way you really just want to make an entrance into Chili's. We are never allowed to go back to, no, I'm just kidding. I started asking her a couple questions. I had to. Her mother was not going to let this go. And sure enough, the stuff that started to come through, she started to validate down to things like she's dancing again and these things that she was bringing up. And that's where she really just ended up.
She sat down.
Sat down in the booth next to me.
I'm like, okay, guess you're on break.
Yeah. Come on in. And we were able to kind of give her, I think, a little bit of closure, give her some connection, which she was lacking, and just feeling like those loved ones were still there with her, seeing what she's doing, acknowledging what she's going through. And that's, you know, at the end, it was like, this needs to be talked about because a lot of us have this ability to be able to connect people. And I'm not telling you to go out to a Chili's nearby, sit down and see if you can read your server. That's not what we're talking about. But how spirit will work through us and put us into these positions in order to be able to get these messages across. And this is how the show came about. So at the end, what did she tell us?
What did she tell us?
I don't work on Sundays.
Oh yeah.
And that's when we knew. And we're like, we don't come here on Sundays. Ask your Thursday or Friday person. We're usually here for lunch. It's a quick in and out. It was close to work. We're never here on the weekend. And we don't even live in the area anymore. And she goes, I never work Sundays. I was asked if I wanted to come in to get some extra hours. And I said, sure, why not? I'll work on this Sunday. And she, I don't even think that was her section. And sure enough, Spirit had brought us all together in that moment to get this message to her. And you could feel her energy immediately in the beginning to where you just wanted to give her a hug. And being empathic, as we all are, everyone is an empath, and being Reiki masters and so in tune with energy, that all of this came as the perfect storm for her, and to bring that rainbow out for her and to allow her to do some processing and connecting. What I love about that the most is that we were able to walk out of there, I feel, giving her a little bit of peace and giving her a little bit of self-love again and connection. And that was all out of our normal cycles on both ends. And I wonder how many of you have had those times or had those moments to where you've had something similar as well. LaShawn says, sometimes spirit just won't leave her alone, which is true. I think that hers was a grocery store, right, that she was at. Uh-huh. And she's got to get it out. She gets really fidgety, but she always asks for permission. It's so hard for her not to say something when spirit keeps on her. But that's her zhuzh, right? It's not her zhuzh, she says, but yes, it is. So having us have those connections and allowing spirit to come in. I also don't recommend us being open all the time because that also starts to burn us out. It drains our energy if we don't know how to control it. So when spirit can find a way, how many of you have been on a trip? You've been on a lot of road trips, right? Cross-country trips.
Yep.
Did you end up in every single spot that you thought you were going to end up in?
No, absolutely not.
And why?
Who knows, right? I mean, I know.
I'm like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
At the time, I don't know. It's just those little detours in the road. Spirit will put the forks in the road, the speed bumps, the, I don't know, the flat tire that makes you go to the mechanic shop that's next to the subway, and then you need some Starbucks, and boom, you know, this is where you're supposed to be for a reason. And it's not always planned. It's not always mapped out. And some of those are the best experiences that you've ever had, or I've ever had as a medium, being able to deliver that message when I had no intention of going that route.
That's a big part, is that pay attention to those signs. So if you guys saw my post today, my angels have been all over me lately, especially moving out here. And it was all about us being worthy of the messages and us just asking them, giving them permission to come in and help guide us. And what did I see in front of me? I asked my team today for a message. I did my post, right? And then while I was out driving, 444 on a license plate.
Okay. And that brings up another point, is all the people that are sitting here going, oh, that's so cool, I wish I could do that or whatever. I mean, side note, you can. But also, spirit uses us in ways every day. Like, maybe you got up this morning and decided to wear a shirt with a duck on it. Who knows why? You just were feeling that way. You wear that duck. You never know. Like, maybe that is somebody's signal from their grandma. Like, they might have said something that you don't even know. Grandma, show me some ducks today, or something like that. And then they see it on your shirt and it hits them so hard. A stranger, right? You guys are passing and you wouldn't even know it. But spirit will use people even that aren't really expecting to be used or helped in that way. So you might be, if you have that weird, you have to listen to your intuition. If you have that weird, nudge to, and it might be words that you choose. Maybe the words or a phrase that you use with your barista at Starbucks is something that their dad used to say all the time or whatever. And it just sparks that. It reminds them. Spirit will use you for that.
Plain and simple.
I mean, that's just the way to...
Period. No bottom line, point blank.
Point blank. And yeah, whatever she says. But
again, LaShawn, I screwed it up.
We always screwed it up. But it's like, it's ways that we don't know that sometimes are the most impactful. But you just have to be open to it. Listen to your gut. And be aware that you're just as powerful as that medium that's sitting at that table giving that message. You might be used in a different way.
Now, Kelly says, it's just like you guys came on right when I was really needing some answers. I think spirit has something to say. We get that a lot from people, yeah, especially with our Facebook lives. And they'll jump on and they have no idea how they even found our page or how they got there, because spirit is aligning us. And it gives me the chills just to think about that, when they really do put us into that space together in order to share that moment. And that's what we're talking about, is allowing ourselves to be open, right? And allowing spirit to play chess with us. That's what it is, because we're not going to achieve everything we set out to in spirit and our blueprint if we don't just make that left turn and pull into that gas station and get gas at that gas station and walk in and have that conversation with the attendant who's back there, who maybe has had a crappy day, and yet maybe it isn't maybe it's more subtle, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the nuances and it's not always going to be a medium walking in and saying, hey, did you know your grandma's here and has a message? Sometimes it could just be those words, those phrases. Like, I know we have friends that are pretty, I don't know what the right word is, that are mediums that hold large shows where people will buy tickets and then the readings will be given to the audience. And sometimes you can just tell in the audience, like the people that don't get the reading, and there's hundreds of people, they are like crushed and they're like, well, I guess my dad didn't love me because he didn't come through. That's not the case. It's just the people that got the messages. I'm not saying they needed it more, but they got the messages, but the dad is still going to do everything he can to get the message through. And it might not be those grandiose things. It could just be the words, the phrases, that anything that can get that, you know, daughter or son's attention, like, hey, I'm right here. Like, if his name is Carl, like, maybe that's the waiter's name at dinner or something like that. Or if they were a huge 49er fan, like, all of a sudden, procession of 49er fans out of nowhere. Like, it's those little things. And if you are trying to get in contact with your loved one, let me tell you and assure you, your loved one is trying just as hard to get your attention right back. They will send signs, numbers, songs, whatever they can do, smells, things like that. So just because you're not like sitting down with somebody because for whatever reason and getting those directs, like, okay, I have your dad in the room. This is what he's saying. Please watch out for the other signs that they are trying to do, give you.
Will you pull a card for Kelly Sanders out of the angel deck? So Kelly, Spirit Walker Nicole is going to pull a card for you. And Leah Renee, I love your question. First of all, very sorry to hear that your mom passed. She said her mom passed on January 1st. And is it too soon for her mom to come through and start leaving signs? Absolutely not. Now, some mediums will not read until they've been passed for 3 months or 6 months, or they have their own kind of guidelines they follow. For me, it doesn't necessarily matter. Spirit's going to show up regardless. And a lot of times I don't even know that somebody's passed, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, they passed last week. Your loved ones can come back immediately. They're not stuck anywhere. Again, I don't believe that we go straight up to the pearly gates and then we're either through or we're damned. And we can do all of that type of stuff in spirit and sort through and learn and grow and do our life review on our own time, because now we're on spirit time. It's about 1,000 times more than where we're at here on earth time. So for you, Leah, I really want you to pay attention to, I keep smelling. So like she said, that's a psychic sense. We're using our psychic senses when we are connecting with our angels, our spirit guides, our loved ones, any and all who are on the other side. So it's not necessarily going to be that you're going to see your mom, which you may, standing at the foot of your bed, because we will get visitations. We both have actually had visitation dreams from past loved ones in the past 2 weeks, which has been the most bizarre thing for me, because I don't usually remember my dreams. And it's been both pets, and it was three of my relatives that were in a dream on a separate night. So they can come through in dream form. I trust it. I don't second guess it. It's not like I was looking at family albums the night before and I saw a picture with everybody in the same room at Christmas. For no reason did they pop into that dream. At the same time, Leah, the smell, I keep smelling floral and I almost taste that perfume. So like if you spray perfume and then you walk past the room, but you're like, I don't want to say your mouth breather, but like you just, when you smell something like that, sometimes you can taste it as well. I see roses or big flowers of sorts as well in colors. So for you, it's like, I don't know if you just bought flowers or go buy some flowers and put them out for your mom. Ask her to come in, smell that perfumey smell with her, and ask her to sit on one side or the other with you. Any of us can do this. It's using clairsentience. It's using our claircognizance. It's allowing ourselves to use clairsentient where we smell, like all of those, even the taste part of it. It's opening up and doing it in love and light in a space where you're protected. And then ask her to sit on one side or the other and feel the vibration, feel what's around her, right? So that's what we're talking about. And it can happen the night someone passes, or it may not happen for 6 months to a year.
I think a good sort of another way to look at it is, just picture yourself being, let's say, transported or taken or dropped off in another country. And you don't really know the culture and you don't know the people. And it takes some time to adjust and to kind of get the lay of the land, figure out like what's going on, where you are. And then you go, oh, okay, now I'm going to communicate and learn how to do that without the use of a telephone. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just like an adjustment period when they go. So, I mean, can they in 24 hours or whatever? Sure. But most of the time I find that there's an adjustment period where they're kind of realizing what's going on and then kind of getting acclimated. And then once they settle in, then they do that. So there's no time frame.
So Kelly, I wrote your name down when I first saw your name pop up, right? And I immediately got a male energy coming through. Older gentleman, didn't feel grandfather-like, felt paternal side of the family. And then I pulled out, we weren't gonna do readings, but this is Spirit Finds a Way, so here we go. So I pulled out the angel deck because you need some connection and some faith and just to bring that vibration up for you. And what card did you get for Kelly?
She got the Unity card, Angel of Unity. So
if you're looking to connect with, if it's your father that had passed, I feel like it's father, paternal side. I feel that your grandfather is around as well. I do feel the two of them together, but at the same time, like he made me write your name down so I wouldn't forget to make sure we come back to you. And if you got the Unity card, that's for angels telling her what?
it's time to come together. If you're having any conflict or relationships, things like that, your angels have their eye on you. They're ready to help you if you need it. You got to call them in, but they recognize that there's something going on. And it can also mean just spirit is just trying to like sort of reunify with you, letting you know they're there and they're ready. And if you're feeling that disconnected feeling, you don't have to feel that way because they're right there and they're going to be reaching out, guiding you to some random Shades of Spirit page to let you know a little hello from heaven from Jamie and Nicole. So spirit's there and it's trying to get a hold of you as well.
I love it. Love it. Boy, we got 2 minutes left. Whew. I know these 30 minutes go fast. We are going to jump into a quick Facebook Live because I feel like there's a lot of energy in this room. I'd like to sort through a few of them, pull a couple cards this evening. And with that being said, we have a couple events that sold out this month. So we want to thank you guys for that. But our big focus right now is connecting you guys on these higher realms, connecting you guys in zones that you're maybe not comfortable with or understand yet. And that is all about connecting with your spirit guides and your angels. We're going to have another sacred circle come up in February. We're going to be doing some more online stuff. I need to hear from you guys if you guys want me to do more Zoom things. I know a lot of you don't live in the area. We are happy to put on some of these workshops through Zoom or what workshops you might be looking for. We're always creating and evolving new ones as well. With that being said, you guys, don't dismiss the small things. I mean, if you're going to take something away from the show, we're in our last minute of it. I just don't want you to take away this or just let your mind not see the small things. I need you to be aware.
You have to use spirit sense signs and symbols every single day. And if you are open and don't dismiss it to coincidence, you're going to get amazing messages from the other side daily.
Absolutely. You guys go to Facebook LLC.
Facebook.
Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. You can find all of our shows for the past year and a half on Transformation Talk Radio on our website, shadesofspirit.com. I have openings. I do have a new special. It's the bundle. It's the trio. You pick three of my one-on-one services. Each of them is a half an hour. It's an hour and a half session for $100. I'm starting to book out of those because everybody wants a little sampler platter of spirit here come 2022. If you don't see a time that works for you, message me. I will fit you in. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Join us again in a couple weeks. I say we bring LaShawn back for the next one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Have a fabulous 2020, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie, and me, Spirit Walker Nicole. Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides. And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.